Hi there. The word for you today is on trade-offs. In Proverbs 14:23, we read, "Hard work brings profit." As you climb higher and accumulate more, you'll discover that it's harder to let go of what you've worked for. That's why so many of us climb part way up the mountain of our potential and stop. We're unwilling to give up what we have in order to obtain the next thing. And as a result, we stall, sometimes permanently. You've got to be willing to make concessions, like, and here are three of them. Number one, what's acceptable for what's excellent? People don't pay for average. They're not impressed by anything that's merely acceptable. If it's worth doing, give it your best, or don't do it at all. Solomon writes, "Hard work brings profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty." If you want to shine, you've got to burn the midnight oil, okay? And number two, the first half for the second half. In his book, Halftime, Bob Buford says, most people are successful in the first half of their life, and then they try to live the second half of their life exactly the same way, and that's a mistake. If you're in the second half, you've probably spent much of your time paying the price for success. Don't waste it. Move from success to significance. Do things that will live on after you're gone. In other words, don't just leave a will, leave a legacy. And number three, your work for God, for your walk with God. That's important. No matter how much you value your work, it can't be compared with having a relationship with God. One of the great traps of the ministry is this: working for God, but not spending enough time with God. So, make sure that doesn't happen to you.